Brown Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. We're just talking about the goofiness going on nationally. Let's bring it back here locally, shall we,
Let's
for a moment?
Let's do it. A lot to talk about.
Yeah, because a new poll came out. We're only a month away now. We're 4 weeks away from the mayoral election, the final election.
April 2nd. Comes up quickly.
Tony Preckwinkle and Lori Lightfoot. Mm-hmm. I'm very confused because I've got two candidates who have the O as the middle. This is almost like you got to fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Blank, O, blank, I.
Can I buy a consonant, please?
Right. It's sort of like, and it's also long last names, too. Lightfoot and Preckwinkle. Mm-hmm. I think Preckwinkle's longer, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
for
sure,
sure
it is. Yeah. It is.
And so I don't know. This would be very hard. Very, very hard on Wheel of Fortune. All I'm saying.
Totally would be.
So, Tony and
Lori. Vowels would help, though. A lot of vowels in their names.
Tony and Lori. Because, if you buy, let me tell you the thing. If you buy the O on Lori Lightfoot, you're almost
good.
Home.
You're really good.
Almost home. Point I'm trying to make is that it does not, the early poll is not good for Tony Preckwinkle.
Not at all. I mean, shocking. To be frank, 2-1 lead Lori Lightfoot has over Tony Preckwinkle in this poll. 2-1.
Now, last week, Willie Wilson told me, because he did an online poll, and in the first hour of the online poll, Lori Lightfoot was up 80% over Tony Preckwinkle.
Yeah, that's even bigger than this found, 58% to 30 for Preckwinkle. And Lightfoot leads, it seems like, in just about every demographic, ethnic, racial group.
Another interesting point. The major trade and labor forces in Chicago that get involved in all of this.
Sure do.
Are saying that they are going to sit this one out.
Some of them are.
That is a blow to Tony Preckwinkle, is it not? John Fritchie, former county commissioner, and now political expert for the Rob Con Show with Anna DeBlantis.
Hello, hello.
Hi, John.
What do you think?
I'm thinking that I should have changed my name to Johnny, J-O-N-I. I would have been right in the mix.
Oh! Yeah,
well, no. you know what? All kinds of things to go with today. When you look at the poll results, you know, I don't think they're a big surprise. Something that candidate after candidate was finding out in their polling was that if Preckwinkle got into a one-on-one runoff, they had a very difficult time, or she was going to have a very difficult time getting to 50. And that's what you're going to see here. Again, she's a known commodity. The people who are going to be with her, a lot of them are already there. Right. So she's going to have to sway these people that are either undecided, or she's going to have to pull them from Lightfoot. Because keep in mind, in that poll, only 12% are undecided. So she needs to move these voters from Lori's column into her column, and that's going to be tricky to do. Usually when you'll do that, it's going to be through a lot of negative advertising, a lot of negative campaigning.
And you saw it start yesterday. She's got a negative campaign over the weekend. And it is interesting. Do you think, as a political insider, as a guy who, you know, who's run campaigns and actually been involved in campaigns for other people, in terms of producing that spot, was that something that the Preckwinkle people already kind of had or somebody else had in case Lori Lightfoot made it? Were there already spots like that in the can for all the top contenders?
Well, you know what? They had a lot of things that they could, you know, cut and splice together
the
depending
elements.
On who it was.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, and that goes back to the polling issue, which was that Preckwinkle knew that she was going to have to come out of the gate fast in an effort to get this to 50%. You know, what she is going to try to do is define Lori Lightfoot to the voters who maybe voted for a Daley, a Mendoza, a Joyce, a Wilson. She wants to define Lori before Lori gets a chance to define herself. It's kind of a classic campaign move. But she needs to be very careful when you're the long-term incumbent and you engage in a very negative campaign strategy. You know, that could very quickly backfire on you.
You know, John, you look at this, and obviously the Preckwinkle folks cannot be happy with this poll because it doesn't even show they have key support in any particular area. Lightfoot leads, according to this poll, amongst women, amongst men, voters under 50, voters over 50. She gets Latinos, college-educated voters. She gets conservatives. The liberals even like her more. And African-Americans, they split down the middle just about. That would be the only place where they're close.
Right, and I think here, in fairness, this was a small sample size. It was about 500 voters. It's got a large margin of error, almost 5%. But that notwithstanding, those are the trends that you're seeing. And again, it's going to be very tough for Preckwinkle to figure out where to pick off those voters. If you look along the lakefront and kind of the progressive and liberals, where Preckwinkle's done well in the past, mm-hmm. a lot of them are already locked in with Lightfoot. So the north.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be very tough for Tony to get those as well. So, you know, she only has so many places that she can go. Some endorsements are going to be very key. It'll be interesting to see where Dr. Wilson goes. It'll be interesting to see if Chuy Garcia, who has considerable sway now, if he decides to weigh in here. Because you need to keep in mind that as much as Preckwinkle is railing against Rahm right now, when Chuy was her floor leader as Cook County Commissioner, and ran against Rahm, Tony Preckwinkle sat out of that race and refused to endorse Chuy.
Oh, these are very bad. You know, the worst thing that you want is to have revenge served cold, my friend, at a moment like this.
Right, and Lori Lightfoot's team just hired the former campaign manager of Chewy's team, too.
Oh, Anna, this is very bad news.
You are wise beyond your years.
Did that happen? Why did that happen? It's...
Hold on. I think what we have here is a fait accompli. This one, I've never in the one week since the election, not 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I have talked to, said that this is Lori's to lose. And because I was looking at this, I was just looking at the raw numbers. And okay, I might have been a little off on the Willie Wilson, Bill Daley thing. I might have been. I might have been, but I had him in the top four. I named the top four, but I just didn't, because, you know, again, at 17%, 16%, whatever it is, John's point at the beginning is exactly the most salient point, which is that she got 16%. She didn't even win the popular vote, and she is the second most recognizable, actually the most recognizable elected official on the ballot, maybe behind Susana Mendoza, around there, right? That, mm-hmm. But again, she's got the biggest position, right, as Cook County Commissioner. It's a big job. That's a chief executive. And she's going for another chief executive job. And I just don't see, although I don't think we've ever had a county commissioner, president of the county board ever make it to mayor, at least in our lifetimes. But
that's right.
But it is, most people, as you know, you are a county commissioner. You know, most people in Cook County, they're not 100% sure what the county board does, right? They know it's there.
Well, but keep something in mind, and it's really a good point ordinarily, except right now what they are going to know happened under President Preckwinkle is that she got elected as board president by promising to roll back the sales tax. And then put it back in again, giving Chicago the highest sales tax in the country.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember the soda tax.
Right.
Yeah, people remember that.
Right.
I believe that's true.
That is totally true. And they're always going to remember that she replaced a 12-year-old. Remember when Todd Stroger was the...
and there's always that.
was the county board president. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is that she's got a baked-in 16, and she still got beat. And... That is a real problem for her. She does have to identify new people who are going to come over to her, but people know who she is. And Lori Lightfoot, again, is sort of the, you know, the devil you don't know, and can now fill us with new visions in our heads of who she is. And the problem is that the only problem I see right now for Lori Lightfoot is that Tony is in heavy on television right now with that one spot that's burning very hot. It's the rotation, the amount of ad time that she bought is significant. She's going for broke here, because I don't know if the union money dries up, she's not going to have enough money to keep that up. And Lori's got to get some money right now to get on TV to define herself.
Well, the main unions who are supporting Preckwinkle are all in. You're looking at SEIU, AFSCME, and the teachers union. And I think that they see this as a battle for them that has a lasting impact. So I'd be surprised if they get outspent. It's going to be interesting to see if the business community stays on the sidelines or they decide to jump in as well to counter that, to counter the union money.
Well, but will Lori... Well, here's the question. You know, Lori has... you know, as a, so she got sort of a do-gooder reputation, right? I mean, that was it's what she was on the police accountability board, and
OPS,
she's been a lawyer and you know, sort of, you know, fighting against institutions, and businesses are, you know, are very wary here. They're scared to death of Tony. They wanted Bill Daley, didn't get Bill Daley, missed out by a, you know, by a Jerry Joyce. That's basically what they missed out by. And, you know, the business community in Chicago is concerned because a lot is changing here, and Chicago needs to, despite the tax situation, it needs to stay a very business, as business friendly as it can possibly be. Cannot get more business unfriendly or there will be trouble.
Well, and that's also coming at a time where you're going to have over a dozen new aldermen, many of whom are getting elected on a very progressive, pro-worker, let's say, platform that is maybe disconcerting to the business community in a lot of ways. So they've got to find, you know, a mayor who can actually work with those new aldermen, but at the same time try to keep us from veering too far to the left or too far to the right. And so it's going to, you know, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, and you've got to wonder about where these aldermen are going to go. You know, President Preckwinkle has a very authoritarian type of style, and you've got to wonder who the aldermen are going to want to support in the election and who they'd rather work with as the next mayor. And so you've got to factor that in as well, because they're going to have the troops on the ground. A lot of them don't have runoffs. And so, you know, they're going to be very valuable in getting the word out and getting the voters out on election day.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that's working out for Lori Lightfoot is there's another poll out that shows who the people who chose someone other than Preckwinkle or Lightfoot, which is the majority of the people who voted, something like, what, 2/3. And the second choice in more cases often than not was Lori Lightfoot, not Preckwinkle. So it looks as if the trends are certainly working in her favor at this moment. But I suppose, does Preckwinkle have the kind of money and organization to counter that?
Well, if you're the president of the Democratic Party, you should have the organization. You know, she took in about $750,000, I think, just one union in a week recently. So I think she'll have the resources. It's more a matter of, you know, can you get that message out in a way that is going to hurt Lightfoot in a way that voters care about? So you can't just talk about, you know, the various cases that her law firm may have worked on when she worked on at a large law firm. You know, I don't know how much voters are going to punish Lori for that if there were troubling clients or troubling cases. It's much easier to go after Preckwinkle for things that she did directly as an executive. But again, you know, resources, we saw a number of candidates who were outspent significantly and won their races. And, there's no reason that Lori needs to go dollar for dollar to win this. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think that, you know, this is going to look this way all the way through. You're going to see the race tighten up. That always happens. But as far as Preckwinkle getting to 50, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. If you had to come back as one of them right now, who would you want to come back as, John Fritchie?
Well, again, you know, I think Preckwinkle has a couple inches on me, so I wouldn't mind being a little bit taller.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I wouldn't mind having Lori's financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, but here, if I'm a candidate in this race, I want to be Lightfoot. You know, you're the agent of change. You are, as Anna said, the overwhelming pick, I think, of people that didn't vote for either one of them. And it's going to be a lot easier for Lori to define Tony than for Tony to define Lori.
All right.
Hey, wait, we have to say happy birthday to not only Chicago, but
yes,
to
Assert
and John Fritchie.
That's right. Happy belated birthday to you.
You share a birthday with the city.
Right? Another year of crushing the over-under.
My daughter, this is how weird this whole world of mine has become,
uh-huh,
is that my daughter, I was having dinner at her house on Saturday night, and she goes, hey, it's Fritchie's birthday.
Because she saw it. Reminding you. That's
just
sweet.
But it's not John, you know, County Commissioner John Fritchie's birthday. It's Fritchie's birthday. Everybody calls him Fritchie, no matter how old or young. There's babies that just call him Fritchie.
Totally.
I don't know
works.
What it's all about. It's Fritchie.
You're a Fritchie.
And true story, when President Obama was in town in support of JB for his election, he's walking by me on his way out, and he turns. He's like, Fritchie, how you doing?
I've told this story a million times, but I was with Barack Obama on a given evening, and he turns, we had maybe a 5-minute conversation, and he stops in the middle of the conversation. He goes, "You know Fritchie, right?" Like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, but the president of the United States." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "What's up with him?" Just like that. So that is. I know.
How did you answer that? Maybe you shouldn't say
too long of an answer, really. But it is.
We don't need to get into details.
No. Yeah.
But
no,
I think it's one of that's one of the things about Fritchie. It was just. I mean, he never needed when you know his John's run a number of elections. You know, throughout his pretty esteemed political career, and he never had to use his first name because nobody really cares. Even the president of the United States was like, "What's up with Fritchie?"
I'm kind of like the prince of politics.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, John.
Thanks, Fritchie.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you too soon.
Goodbye.
Happy birthday, Fritchie. Bye, Fritchie. There's no other.
I'm telling you something. In second grade, we called him Fritchie.
It was like, this is one of those names.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when your first name's John, you have to, you know, there's a certain amount of differentiating, right? That's true. Although there weren't anybody else named John, I don't think. I think he just is a Fritchie. He does what it is. It's
kind of acts like a Fritchie.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even know what that means.
No.
He's defined an entire genre of humanity. All right, let's check in now. Let's do the, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour news? Let's do that first.
Ro, the reverse commute just got easier for some Metro riders.